This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says his cuts to the World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. In a letter to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Trump offered a list of criticisms. He said the agency has shown an alarming lack of independence from the People's Republic of China during the coronavirus pandemic. Among his specific criticisms, Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admission of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions while opposing Trump's decision to ban entry to travelers from China. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday that Trump's letter was an attempt to smear China and that the United States is shirking its international obligations. Tedros said last month of Trump's move to suspend WHO funding temporarily, "We regret the decision." On Monday, he defended the WHO's coronavirus response in an address to member states at the World Health Assembly. U.S. stocks and financial markets posted losses Tuesday amid predictions of slow economic recovery. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before a Senate committee earlier Tuesday about the results of the $2.2 trillion federal stimulus package. Powell said the U.S. economy could take until the end of 2021 to recover. Mnuchin was more optimistic, saying the economic conditions are expected to improve in the third and fourth quarters. Traders on Wall Street reflected concerns about dim economic prospects. U.S. markets stumbled on Tuesday after significant gains the day before. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. South Sudan's government spokesperson Michael McQuay said he and all members of the nation's 15-member coronavirus task force have tested positive for the virus. McQuay told VOA that he and his family are self-quarantining. South Sudan's first vice president, Riek Machar, revealed on state television Monday that he and his wife, Angelina Tenney, who is the Minister of Defense and Veterans Affairs, have also tested positive for the coronavirus. Members of the task force took a mandatory test last week. McQuay said task force members were exposed to the virus during several meetings they held in the capital. Dr. Anthony Garang, acting chairman of the South Sudan Doctors Union, said many South Sudanese, including the task force members, are contracting the virus because they refuse to follow preventative measures like wearing face masks. Tensions are still running high in a poor community outside Santiago, Chile, a day after dozens of protesters demanding food aid during the coronavirus lockdown clashed with